The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Today, Coach Gary Kubiak sat down with Sirius Satellite Radio to discuss the Texans' upcoming season.
Welcome back to the End Zone, Sirius NFL Radio from Texans training camp in Houston, and we are pleased to be joined right now by the head coach of the Houston Texans, Gary Kubiak. Gary, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Good to have you guys out.
Great to be here with you. Gary, let's start with the expectation talk heading into this camp. The playoff or bust sort of theme is there. I know it's no different from you than any time that you've been head coach of this team. That's always well. But it seems like that's ramped up to the highest level. You comfortable with that, or how, do you embrace that? What's your attitude toward it?
Our goal as a football team and a franchise is to get to the playoffs, become a playoff football caliber team. And, you know, we've made some strides. I think our goal is realistic, but at the same time, you know, we've got to keep it in perspective and know what we've got to get done to get to that point. I mean, we've taken some strides forward, but there's still a big one to take. And you know, we can't reach that goal until December. It's July, so let's have a good training camp and go from there.
You know, you made some little subtle changes in your coaching staff.
Yeah.
New defensive coordinator, new defensive lineman, and the defense looked awful good in practice today.
Yeah, Gil, I tell you, we did, you know, and made Frank the coordinator, Frank Bush, who played in the league. He coached, he scouted. Frank's done everything in this league, and he's ready for this opportunity. Surrounded him with some great people, brought in Bill Kohler from Buffalo and David Gibbs from Kansas City. And these guys have worked together before, so they know what they want. But I think our football team defensively is about getting an identity, settling down with 11 guys. We've played a lot of people. I think we know who our 11 are right now. We got to have a good training camp and get ready to go. But, you know, we got to make strides on that side of the ball.
First practice in pads, first day in pads in this camp. Does the expectation evaluation process change? And what are you looking for when this happens at that point?
Well, anytime you get to the third day of training camp, it's been my history that's the toughest day. I mean, their legs are tired. It's the first day they went out there and, you know, beat on each other a little bit. So, we're just trying to get into work mode. We're taking our afternoons and actually walking through and teaching in the afternoons, taking a little bit of different approach this year. So we're off to a good start. And now that we got Brian in here, we got everybody here, minus Dante. So, you know, we just need to settle in and have a good month.
And the other thing is all your rookies are signed and in camp and ready to go. And Cushing looks awful good moving around out there. The guy I'm kind of impressed with is Quinn, the corner. I thought he looked pretty good. And another player that I didn't know anything about is Richardson, who I think you claimed on waivers or took off of the Redskins practice squad last year. I think that's a good move.
Yeah, obviously, we feel like we've got some good young corners out there competing. And because of Dante's situation, what's happened, Gil, is those guys have gotten a ton of reps. So they're getting this league's about opportunity. You know that as well as anybody. And when it knocks, if you go out there and do it, nobody can take it away from you. And right now we've got some young kids that are taking advantage of the reps.
Gary, the quarterback story, very interesting one, of course. It is about Matt Schaub staying healthy, but the dynamic now at the overall position with people like Dan Orlovsky that you brought in, Rex Grossman that you brought in, the experience there. Talk about the Schaub situation as far as him just, again, just being out there and having and being healthy and how you rounded it out by bringing in those other guys.
Well, Matt has been a fine player, you know, when he's been on the field. Just look at the numbers. He's been very productive. The key is with Matt is, like I said, keeping him healthy. I think some of that belongs to him personally. Some of that belongs to the rest of the team from a protection standpoint, those type of things. So that is a big goal for this team. As far as our backup position, we went and got Dan because Dan reminds us of Matt. Same size, same type of player. Same type of skills, and then we bring Rex in here, who Rex is trying to kind of revive his career. So we're very competitive from that standpoint. It's hard to bring four guys to camp nowadays because you just don't have enough bodies, so hopefully they'll all hold up.
As a former quarterback at both the college level and the National Football League level, and a coach of quarterbacks, how big a challenge is it with you and Orlovsky? Because I think there's a lot of raw talent there.
Yeah, there really is, Gil, and to me, he's a starter gift-wise. I mean, he's got the arm, he's got the legs, he's a smart young man. What I see, the amount of time that I've been with him right now, it's about me developing a standard in him, that he has a standard to play, that he thinks is top-notch. That's every day at practice. That's in a meeting room. And I really think that if Dan develops that standard as a player, then he's going to be a starter in this league and do it for a long, long time. He's played a lot of football. He went through a tough situation last year. That shows me something about his character and his toughness. And now we'll just try to take him to the next level.
Coach, again, like you said, a few days into camp, it's still early, but give me some of your early surprises, something that's jumped out at you that you didn't necessarily expect after off-season workouts.
Well, going into camp, one of our big concerns is, okay, who's going to play behind Steve Slayton, you know, and Chris Brown has had some injury issues, but he has held up. I think probably the thing we're surprised about, we picked up two young backs as free agents, Johnson from Oregon and Foster from Tennessee, two guys that did not get drafted. I think everybody thought they'd get drafted. They were disappointed. We pick them up. We give them a chance. It looks like to me they're on their way to taking advantage of their opportunity. So I'm excited about those two young players.
Yeah, especially Foster. He's a powerful guy, and he runs very hard.
You know, he reminds me of Chris Brown a lot when Chris came out of college. And Chris is a great teacher and helps those guys. He had a few knocks against him coming out. We sat down and talked about those, and so we'll see. I mean, it's about opportunities, and he's got a good one here.
You know, it's a credit to your organization and to your scouting people, because in Foster's case, he started at Tennessee as a freshman, and, you know, he didn't progress or went downhill. But as you watched him run out here today, he's a pretty good inside runner.
Yeah, and, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, when you start to dig into all those players, go. He played very well for them 2 years ago. Last year, I know they struggled as a team. He struggled personally. You know, when those things happen, I think guys can go one way or the other. And I think the thing that's happened here is I think the kid has taken his lumps and said, hey, I didn't do my part last year. I didn't work hard enough. I will do that. And so I think he's got his mind right. We'll see how the play goes.
Speed on defense, a very big theme of your additions. Talk about how much that will mean to the overall aspect of it, and philosophically, you know, what you're looking to achieve with those guys being as fast as they are being added to this defense.
Well, I think the key to our defense is eliminating confusion. I'd like to see us settle down and do less and do it better. When you're doing less, I think you're faster. We've added, to me, a powerful player in Antonio Smith who can rush it faster inside and out. We needed another big player opposite of Mario because we were pretty unbalanced there. And then Brian brings all this playmaking ability to our defense as a rusher, dropper, whatever he wants to do. And then I think a kid y'all are going to be very surprised about right now is Xavier Deeby. Finished very well for us as a football team. He's holding his weight. This kid's very athletic. Could see a big jump there.
Well, your first game of the season is against the Jets. You're on national television with CBS. First time it's ever happened in the Texans organization in their history.
Well, there have been a lot of firsts, Gil, and hopefully we can continue to get some more. But I feel good about our young football team, good about our coaching staff. I know the Jets will come in here. I mean, Rex's defense got after us last year, so we got a challenge ahead of us. And I know offensively they're going to line up and try to run the ball right at us. So, you know, those are some things we got to get better at in camp. And we're like everybody else. We're at work today trying to get better.
Gary, can you give us an update on Travis Johnson? Had the hernia surgery a couple of weeks back, and where things stand with that?
Well, we think he's about 2 weeks away. So we'll see what happens here. But, you know, we're going to get him totally healthy before we turn him loose. It's creating some opportunities for some other guys. Sean Cody has been a nice surprise in camp. We brought Scanina back, and then we think DelJuan can play in more than one spot. So we'll get these young guys going, and we won't bring Travis back out here until he's ready to play.
And overall, I mean, as you assess where this team is going into this year, like you said, with the expectation, do you feel generally good about everything you could want in the pieces of it all?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're continuing to add to a young football team talent-wise, and that's what you got to do. Our core players, we know who are the meat and potatoes of our football team are, more so this year than any year, so that's important. You know, how much do these young guys help us? You know, schedule in this league, you're going to have to play good to win every week, so we're going to stay focused on ourselves.
Gary, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming out.